Welcome to Nevada Newsmix. On the broadcast today, it's an all-pundits show with Charlene Bybee, Sparks City Councilwoman, John Sandy, the fourth principal with Argentum Partners, and Kyle Rohrink, Executive Director of the Great Basin Water Network, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours, too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going today. We're excited about that. We have John Sandy IV, who's principal with Argentum Partners, Kyle Rohrink, who's executive director of the Great Basin Water Network, and Charlene Bybee is a Spark City Councilwoman. Pleasure to have you all here. So I want to start with you, Charlene, to begin with here, because as we continue to see this incredible growth in Northern Nevada, now we've got Lance Goodman and Roger Norman embarking on a project they say could be actually bigger than Tahirino Industrial Center as far as buildable land in Fernley. What are your concerns about I-80, and where are we going to find the money to be able to accommodate this traffic that's coming?
It's a huge problem. It's a problem today. I mean, every day you turn on the news, you've got accidents on USA Parkway and in the canyon there. The problem is that it's such an expensive undertaking to expand the road there. The constraints with the canyon and, you know, the mountain on one side, river on the other, a very expensive proposition that I know NDOT and RTC, predominantly NDOT, are looking at. What we're looking at for the city of Sparks, and the lands bill plays into this, is we are looking at a lands bill for industrial land on the east side of Sparks, up in the hills, and with a connector. So from USA Parkway, a road that would actually connect into USA Parkway and wrap around into La Posada and eventually the North Valleys, which would help everyone would help, not just the Tri-Center in Fernley would help our residents another way out of our Spanish Springs area. It would alleviate the traffic, and we're working diligently on that being a part, very positive part of the lands bill would be that additional road, which would help.
Well, you know, and absolutely it would, but you know, one of the things that the folks at TRI talked about was that opening up USA Parkway all the way to US 50 would take pressure off the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno. It seems like we've accommodated additional traffic, but we haven't really taken the pressure off. So don't we really need, you know, and it would be a multi-billion dollar project to be able to increase the width of I-80. Lance Goman has talked about it on the program in terms of, you know, we can blast into that mountainside to widen the freeway.
Yeah, sure. I think that obviously very, very expensive. I think it's going to be a multifaceted approach and to meeting the needs of our traffic as we grow. I think ancillary roads is definitely going to be one of them. I think widening projects. I think your questions, though, are well placed, is where do we get this money? Hopefully the federal lands bill. You know, we are, I think, infrastructure just nationally. I mean, nationally we have failing bridges. We have a lot of needs for infrastructure, and hopefully Congress is going to put together a very robust package that would help easing for new growth, but also help develop our aging infrastructure.
Kyle, as you look at lands bills, and we've got them all over the state at this point in process, what do you think the chances are with this divided Congress of actually accomplishing these lands bills?
Well, I think it's going to take a lot of work because we know we got them in Clark County, we got them up here, we got them all throughout the rurals, and there are you know, a lot of constituencies that aren't happy with a lot of provisions in there. So, you know, I think there's a long road ahead until we get to a place where this thing is, where they're all going to be packaged together and shipped out the door. There are certainly vehicles and opportunities for that to happen. I think everyone's looking at the NDAA, but whether that comes to pass, I think there's a lot of work ahead still.
Yes, and when I was back in Congress, folks there were talking about an omnibus lands bill for the entire state rather than doing it piecemeal.
Yeah, the one thing that I've heard from everyone is that without Senator Reid and the staff of Senator Reid, it's a lot harder to do these things for the state, just, you know, as it relates to congressional resources. And so I think it's really going to take a lot of parties coming together to get something ready for prime time.
Yes, to say the least. And this is one of the reasons why Sig Rogich headed up Republicans for Reid during the Sharon Angle race. It was because he wanted to have, you know, it was a decision of who he wanted to have at the table discussing divvying up the Colorado River. Was it Sharon Angle or was it Senator Reid with his experience?
Right. And I think the bottom line for all of us, locally, statewide, and federally for sure, is trying to get government together and to stop the nonpartisan, you know, to stop the partisan divide that we don't. And Congressman Amade was talking about it. We're not getting anything done when all we do is. A Republican or Democratic issue. There's a lot of issues, and I really have learned this more so being in a nonpartisan office, which I love the most about being on the City Council, is that I don't have to make decisions that are Republican or Democrat. I want to make decisions that, because I'm closest to the people, that are the right decisions and really working together. So both sides, there are a majority of issues, I think, in Carson City and back in D.C. that aren't partisan, infrastructure being one of them. Transportation. I'm on a National League of Cities advocacy committee for transportation, and it represents you know, city leaders from across the country from both parties. And nothing we're talking about on the transportation side is a partisan issue. So we're looking for solutions. Transportation, one of the other options on the I-80 corridor, there is talk about, can we do transit? Can we do the railroad? Can we look at some kind of, you know, working with the railroad, which that's another tough one. That's not an easy lift by any means. But is there an option for any kind of public transport as we look at drive? You know, so many people heading out to the Tri-Center. And they do buses. I mean, I don't know the number. It's incredible how many buses and vans go out there with workers to relieve the amount of cars. But other innovative options, would they include possibly public transportation component that would ease traffic? Of course.
One of the things with infrastructure, and I raised this with Congressman Amadei, is if you pass an infrastructure bill, who's going to build it? We have an unemployment rate lower than 4%. Who's going to build it?
Yeah, it's at this point, it's a good question. How do we find the workforce that can do it? I would say that, you know, the needs of infrastructure, this is a decades-long approach that we're going to have to take to upgrade our infrastructure. And so I don't have my crystal ball to see where our unemployment rate will be 6 months from now, let alone 5 years from now. But I think you're exactly right. I mean, these are the types of questions that our leaders need to be considering as we implement this and as we roll it out. Where does the labor force come from and where does the money come from?
One of the things that constantly comes up these days, because the media is constantly at this point looking, and I've said it on the program before, it's more entertainment than it is actual news coverage, but talk of a potential recession. Yes, the economy goes up and down, but you know, we're not looking, or at least there are no signs to me that we're looking for some devastating recession, and yet we could talk ourselves into one, just because Wall Street is based on, you know, how people feel about the economy.
I think you're right. I think, you know, the Fed's actions, I think that was last week. I don't, you know, think that
as we're taping it, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that signals an oncoming recession necessarily. But yeah, do you will something upon yourself? It's something that I certainly think about, you know, just as a consumer and someone, you know, with a home and things like that. So,
you know, but you're a young person. You can recover from any recession. You'll be in pretty good shape.
Well, we've already recovered from one major one in my life. So,
right, and that, you know, as terrible as it was, it was 10 years. It was not a lifetime. So unless you were somebody who was of a retirement age at that point and your funds were in jeopardy, then you would have time to recover. So, you know, I mean, I think people should calm down about that. But, you know, we look at the city of Sparks. I mean, it's growing like a weed. I've never seen, you know, Reno is behind in terms of growth.
We are growing, and actually the Tri-Center has impacted us tremendously, because when you come in on I-80, we're the first exits. We're the first exits off the freeway. We are, our affordability, although the other day they just talked about the highest rents are now in Sparks in some of our newer luxury apartments, but the price of housing averages about $30,000 less for a home in Sparks. So we are a draw for, and we're a great family community and people, you know, quality of life, and it still feels really like a small town, and we pride ourselves in really being that small town feel, even as big as we get. And we're 101,000 when I was growing up here, because I've spent 55 out of my 65 years in Sparks. So as a little girl, I mean, there were 25,000 people, and now we're at 101. So the growth
has changed a bit.
It's changed tremendously, and that presents challenges but opportunities for us.
And I talked to John Frankovich on the program a couple of months ago, and I was asking him, because I always compare what we're going through now in Northern Nevada to 1978 when the MGM opened. And we had an incredible boom here in Northern Nevada, but that was with 1,000 rooms. I mean, it's stunning to think that 1,000 rooms could have made that much difference. Three other hotel casinos opened at the same time. And he and I talked about the housing issues and you know, availability of services like phone lines. And he said, over time, it worked out. Builders eventually came in, they built the properties, prices came down. It evens out. Do you see the same thing happening now?
Yeah, I think that it's very cyclical in the way that these things happen. Our economy changes cyclically. I think the patterns of people moving here change with the economy. I mean, right now, I think there's a lot of great economic development and things that, you know, the cities are doing to attract people here. But also, you know, there's a lot of challenges in California that are bringing people over looking for something a little bit different. You know, as the economy changes or as things change, maybe there's something that maybe will stall some of the people coming over from California and would slow us down here, so we can kind of maybe catch our breaths a little bit and kind of adjust. But I think, yes, these types of things are cyclical. And you know, probably 30 years from now, there'll be a very handsome reporter asking somebody about the, you know, in 2019, all the TRI and everything that was happening, and we got through that and we found a way, and you know, this is happening again. So
I'm not sure about this handsome reporter. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot, with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah. Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here with Charlene Bybee, John Sandy IV, and Kyle Rohrink. So let's talk politics here for a moment. You know, we know that Southern Nevada is going to swing Democratic, obviously. Rural Nevada tends to be conservative, but Washoe is the deciding factor. And in conversations I've had recently with people, in talking, as John was saying earlier, about the problems in California business-wise, we're not only seeing Democrats come from California, we're seeing conservatives come as well because they don't feel like they have a home anymore. So how do you look at Washoe County at this point as being the swing county and the swing state?
Absolutely. I think it's as purple as ever, and you know, probably a very good, you know, microcosm of the diversity of beliefs and people and anything else. So it'll be interesting to see what ultimately happens here.
Well, you know, I mean, the Republicans of California didn't disappear, they just moved. And Nevada is one of the places they moved to.
They did. Being heavily involved in the Republican Party for a number of years, even though I'm in a nonpartisan position as city council, I've worked on campaigns and I've, you know, been out there knocking on doors and voter registration. And the influx of businesses and people coming here are both parties. And there are so many people frustrated with California for a number of reasons. I mean, you don't feel welcome. It's tough in San Francisco, and I flew out of San Francisco, and I found I couldn't open my mouth about politics because of the there was a really strong strong animosity, and people just, besides the taxes, besides the homeless situation, just the cost of everything in California. And I have a son who lives in the Bay Area for his job, but it's driving people here, so they are coming here. Both to the, a lot of them to Northern Nevada from the San Francisco Bay Area. And so we're seeing that influx of both. And it's interesting because California and California businesses are driving out businesses, and that's a nonpartisan issue. And that's, you know, they're coming here because we're business friendly and because they're not being overregulated and overtaxed, and they're done with the, you know, being demonized because you're successful in business. So we're kind of seeing not just, you know, individuals and retirees, we're seeing businesses who want to move to a more business-friendly state, which I think we are. And Governor Sandoval, that was probably, in my opinion, the height of his achievement was his economic development that he drove in this state following our recession. And a lot of it was from California.
The other thing here is that we're seeing in Nevada, as we are across the country, the number of people who are nonpartisan or independent is growing and may at some point outgrow certainly the Republicans in this state. Your thoughts on that?
I think that's in today's day and age where nothing gets done, and we've been talking about it, and just the partisanship. I think there's just this level of frustration that a number of the electorate have, and they also feel that they don't identify with their party, one way or the other, whether it's Republican or Democrats, and you have a certain group, a subset of that party that's kind of taken over the party. And if you don't fit into that, you don't feel welcome. And I think when people start feeling unwelcome in their party, they look and what their alternatives are. And I think a lot of people are just wanting to get away from the bickering of Democrat, Republican, and I think the independent is a very attractive option for them.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be back with our pundits after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here with Charlene Bybee, John Sandy IV, and Kyle Rohrink. So let's talk about the election cycle. I mean, can you divide the candidates on the Democratic side between pandering and actual serious proposals?
Oh gosh, I don't want to get too in depth, into the policy conversation. But I think at the very least, I hope that the election cycle just sparks good debates about what is good policy for this nation. Now I think I'm overly optimistic about that, but that's what I really want to see, just as a citizen, is good in-depth conversations about policy, good in-depth news stories about policy, good in-depth interviews about good policy. But will that happen? I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Boy, it sure is hard to find programs where there is good. I mean, you can still find it in newspapers to an extent. But good policy discussion on broadcast, especially on the national network, seems to be sadly lacking.
It is. I mean, you really, it's not news reporting, as we know it, and as you've been in this business so many years. It's all editorial. And editorial's fine, and there's a place for that. And I'm willing to sit and listen to both sides of an argument from an editorial perspective. But when I look at the news, whether I'm turning on TV, radio, of course, you go to talk shows are different, and obviously you know what angle they're coming in from. But from the general media and the sensationalism and the focus, the micro-focus, on issues that to the average American person, it's not... They're not. That's not what, like the congressman was saying. I mean, what people are most concerned about is health care. It is jobs. It's economic security. For us in the city, it's public safety. It's fire and police and roads and schools. And those are what are most important to our residents. And I'm lucky on a local perspective, and I see people in Safeway, that I get to speak to that and really focus on that. But I think... I think nationwide, it's. I mean, you just want to turn it off, really.
John, I started out in Toastmasters about 40-odd years ago, and they have a thing there called table topics. You bring up a topic, and everybody talks about it for a couple of minutes. Most topics, you get one or two comments. You brought up education. Everybody had an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously education. There's all these hot button issues, and the problem that I see, and I think cable news, the national cable news, and social media to some extent, is I feel like the campaigns haven't really changed that much. I mean, campaigns are always going to be vicious. They're always going to be what they are, right? People are trying to get elected, but before the times of the 24-hour news cycle and these just editorial, entertainment shows, the politicians were allowed to, after a campaign, roll up their sleeves and dig into policy. Now they don't have that opportunity anymore because there's all this constant just view on them. So it's almost like they're in this constant campaign cycle, and they're always trying to get that soundbite. And soundbites, while they might be nice and memorable, like, they lack substance. I mean, if we wanted to have a conversation about substance, we could be here and talk for hours on end about the issues and the problems with one policy over another, but we don't do that anymore. We take that, the soundbite, and it sounds good, and it's just like a constant campaign that we just don't. Now we're just at a deadlock, and we're not getting anywhere.
And this campaign will end up with 30-second soundbites, and that will be how the election is decided. Thank you all very much. Great conversation. Appreciate you being here, and we'll be right back. Thanks.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Going to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everywhere is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.